common at dad's point of view. That's right, B-Sal, he knows what's cool. He's now got his own radio show and a Twitter too. Hashtag dadchick, check that bit out, fool. Instagram and Facebook, dude. Yo, B-Sal, he's one hit fool. Yo.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show at Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. You can tweet me at Bruce Allen, and you can join Dad Chat every Thursday night from 6 to 7 p.m. PT, and that's 9 for you East Coast folks. Our regular guests for the next two segments are not available, sadly. Pastor Drew Sams is in the doctor's office mending his son's broken arm, and Dr. Weberman is taking care of new baby Serena Sky. We wish them both well. Judah Andrew Sams is doing just fine. He took a fall. He broke his arm. No worries. He's running around and he's fine. I think they're just changing the cast or something like that. We have author Mark Clark and his publicist Alana Seal with me today for two segments. Mark Clark lives in New York City and is the father of two children. His daughter, Taylor, was the inspiration for his award-winning children's book, The Princess Fables, which is the recipient of honorable mentions at the Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Paris book festivals. I hope you went to Paris, Mark. Clark's book recently became an Amazon bestseller and the only self-published book in the top 20. Way to go. Alana Seal lives in Los Angeles, California. In fact, is a neighbor of mine and has not met me in person until yesterday. And I'm not happy about that. She is the mother of three and she's adorable. And she is a publicist, first-time publicist, I think, or new publicist, who's done a bang-up job for Mark Clark and his award-winning book, The Princess Fables. Under Alana's direction, the book has won numerous awards and become an Amazon bestseller. Way to go, Alana, and congratulations, Mark, and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So I want to know what this book is about, The Princess Fables. Is this another Disney thing with princesses and wearing dresses and all that nonsense? If it is, I want to make this segment short.
No, this one isn't. In fact, we describe it as stories for young girls who want to write their own happy endings, who want to create their own happy endings. So they're not sitting around waiting for princes to come. They're figuring out life on their own and changing and learning and becoming princesses that have grace and humility and do something with the world and for the world.
And you're talking about girls today?
Surprisingly enough. I think.
Have you been looking at Facebook? Do you go on Instagram? I mean, come on. Happy endings? What about twerking?
Well, my theory is that.
You have a twerking chapter?
I do not. Well, my theory is that when things are at their worst, then people step up and do their best. And that's kind of what the stories are about.
Okay, so it's very clear now. I haven't discussed politics at all with Mark, but he's obviously a liberal because only a liberal would think that. But we won't talk politics. I have a much more cynical view of the world. And I think, and in fact, I'm going to ask you this question. This is not political, but do you believe, and Alana, I want to know your question. This is a very interesting question. Do you believe people are born good?
Yes.
Yes, I do too.
Okay. I sincerely believe people are not. I believe people are born neutral. And they go good or bad depending on how they're taught, what their environment is. So that's my belief. Liberals tend to believe people are born good and that we corrupt them with bad policy or other things. So clearly,
whatever you believe that whatever they're taught or whatever their upbringing is or the judgments that they're set forth in life, that's what shapes them into what they are.
And I also believe that some people are born. There are some, why am I blanking on her name, the most famous giver, the woman in India that, Mother Teresa was born with a gift. And Hitler was born with a curse. I don't think a lot of it had to do with upbringing. Charles Manson was probably born a psychopath. And a lot of the people that do good works in the world, I think, were born with a love gene. So there are some people, I think, that are born with a tendency towards good, and some people that are born incredibly evil, and there's nothing you can do. As a parent, we have all seen parents that are unbelievably wonderful and have really bad kids, no matter what they do. And we've seen equally horrible parents who end up with a Rhodes Scholar, amazing kid.
Well, I'll tell you one of the reasons that I wrote this and was inspired by my daughter is because I think she's one of those people who was born to do good because she was extraordinarily happy for no reason from the moment she could figure anything out. She was always happy.
Okay, you're confirming what I believe, is that sometimes we come out of the womb with a chip on our shoulder or angry or with like your daughter. Is that Taylor?
Yes.
Blessed to just look at the world and be happy. I mean, that's the biggest gift God could give anybody, in my opinion.
It is. It seems like she seemed almost like an angel, like she was just that happy. And so, and I feel like that.
But
sometimes
do you have a
like
problem getting her to go to school? Isn't that part of how this book happened?
Yeah, the problem was that she was so happy all the time, but when she got to first grade, she came home sad, and we went, sad? What? Why would you ever be sad? You love school, and you love children, you love like community.
That's because they did sex ed in first grade, okay, and she got this banana lesson with a condom, and, okay, the liberals did it again. I'm sorry, I can't help myself. Okay, but what happened, seriously?
So, I said, why are you so sad? And she said, because they make me learn all day long.
Oh, that's so funny. It's honest.
Yeah, it was honest, and she really was sad, so I didn't really want her to do that.
After school?
It didn't matter. It was just, like, that was just a lot for her. You know, why aren't we playing most of the time?
Okay, so this became an inspiration for your books. Tell us the story. And Alana, feel free to jump in instead of just laugh at all my bad jokes, which is really appreciated. I like people that laugh at my bad jokes.
Well, basically, I would go and wake her up in the morning and say, Taylor, come on, it's time to get ready for school. And she'd say, no. And I go, did I ever tell you the story about the princess who always said no? And she'd go, no. And so I would make up a story about a princess who said no all the time and learned how to say yes and got better. Or I'd go the next morning and say, it's time for school, Taylor. And she'd go, I don't wanna. And I go, oh, did I ever tell you the story about the princess who always said, I don't wanna? She'd go, no, and I would, like, make up a story for that. And by the time I was done with stories, she had gotten her clothes on, or she was eating breakfast, and she forgot that she was sad. And that went on for a few weeks until she, like, forgot.
You know, I mean, it's really, really beautiful, but I'd like you to write the adult version that I can use for my wife, because she says no a lot. And it's the other way around. It's like I'd rather her take off her clothes than put them on. So just so you know, we go from G-rated to R-rated in one fell swoop. And we are going to have to take a break. We will continue with both Mark and Alana after these commercials.
Let me tell you a little story about a dude I know. His name is Bruce Allen, he used to have a Jufro. He was born and raised out in the town of LA. That's where he went to UCLA, got his MBA. Produced his first film at age 24. That's when he really started to score. Vice President of ABC.